Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Takes a snap. Kirk looks, sails it. Drake there, caught! Touchdown, Atlanta! Drake London, for the first time in 14 games, he stands in the end zone, and the Falcons have tied the game.
Misery loves company, at least I do, and if I'm going to be miserable and the Cowboys fan base is going to be miserable, then let's get a Philadelphia Eagle stunner last night on Monday Night Football to start off the Tolo Tuesday edition of Sean, RJ, and Bobby here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan, Atlanta Radio with the call, as the Eagles had a 97.6% chance to win that football game last night, yet primetime Kirk Cousins pulls out a shocker.
You can't lose to
this
Kirk.
This team doesn't know how to lose.
On a night game. You just can't do it. They had no business losing that football game, and that was just a coach not understanding numbers. That's all that was. Not understanding numbers and how to do how to make the math and the analytics work. Because you can't just willy nilly say, "Oh, I'm going to use my gut here." You either use the numbers or you don't. Use them every time, or you never use them at all. And he went for it on 4th and 4 early. And then decided to kick the field goal on 4th and 3 late. Can't do it like that. You either go for it both times, or you go for it neither.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, you're wrong.
Well, yeah,
it's like in blackjack, right? You know, you're up against a 7.
It's not,
and you've
like,
got a 16. Either go for it every time,
no,
or you never go for
it. It's not like with blackjack.
I know
you had your cool analogy you thought of, and you were really proud of it. Yeah,
I know you're like Troy Aikman and just an old man.
Yeah, well, I know I actually watch it, and you just look at a computer.
Well, no, Philly lost, right? Calm down, guys. Calm down.
Yeah, it's just
I believe. Let me rebuttal. You had your little rant. With blackjack, I believe you have to do that because of the deck and the cards that are in there, and you maintain the same strategy until the shoe is reset and done. I'm not necessarily disagreeing with the overall, you know, point of going for it, not going for it, with the different decisions. But if I go for it, this is what coaches always say: if I go for it 3 times in the game on 4th and 4 and I fail, because it's clear I can't block someone up front, it's clear that this wide receiver is dropping the football, or my quarterback is off that day, I can see changing that approach the 4th time you do it. If the first 3 times failed, then I don't know if I'm necessarily going to be married to the same strategy.
You get an injury, things change, right? Absolutely. Yeah, things change.
I'm a little surprised that you're taking this path, because I was expecting you to say the play call worked. Saquon should have caught the football, and that's game over. Screw you, Alec Medford. Screw you, Saquon Barkley, because that cost me in our fantasy matchup.
Did you have Saquon?
I was going up against his kicker. So Saquon gets the first down. That's game over. Kneel downs. Instead, they get the extra 3 points to go up 6. I lose by 1 or 2. I'm getting screwed in this whole fantasy league.
Yeah,
But what I was thinking you were going to say is the play call worked. I'm not going to sit there and question it because Saquon dropped the football. Nick Sirianni's call worked. You know what I mean? It was
right.
Saquon who dropped it. Now, you introduced the possibility of the ball being dropped, especially to Saquon Barkley, 16 drops over the last 4 seasons, the most of any running back. I don't disagree with you, like, totally. I just don't know if I do it the first four times.
Yeah.
Because we always say this about Mike McCarthy. Yo, man, what is your strategy? What's your mindset throughout the entire season? Are you going to go for the fourth downs? Are you going to not go for the fourth downs? But I was expecting you to give him a pass because Barkley dropped.
I do give him a pass for that. I mean, ideally, in that situation, your number one thing on third and three is try to get the first down. Right? You're trying to get the first down and the game.
Yep.
What I would have done is maybe run it twice there. If, you know, they go into it knowing, hey, we're going to go for it. So that, I think what he did was, the reason they passed it is because they were planning on kicking. Whereas if you knew they were going to go for it on fourth down, on third down and third and three, you got two running plays. Keep the clock going or make them burn, because they were out of timeouts, I think, at that point. So just keep the clock going. That's what they could have done. Now, it wouldn't have mattered because Atlanta scored about 11 seconds.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they didn't even need all that time. But, yeah, I would have probably run it twice there, but that's, I mean, that's a perfect play.
95% to 90%, the analytics show if the Eagles went for it on fourth and three after the fourth down drop, kicking the field goal on fourth and three following the third down drop, drop their percentages 5%. I'm
still old, 90.
I'm old school with it, and I'm like, hey, Kirk Cousins isn't going to do this. The Falcons' offense is broken. Make them score a touchdown on you and win the game. But then you have to take into account what type of defense are you going to play. And the Eagles, Bobby, thankfully, with Big Dom on the sidelines, was calling the wrong type of defense because they went right down the field.
Yeah, they marched right down the field. It was something that I went back after the game was over and watched the Manning cast for, like, I picked up the 2-minute warning. I was like, I just want to see how they reacted to all the decisions that were made at the end. And Peyton and Matt Ryan both said something that I thought was interesting, where they said that when you've got a guy that's in a new offense or somebody like Kirk Cousins who had not looked comfortable all night, the last thing you want to see is them in 2-minute offense. Because, like, it's all basic concepts. It's all the stuff that you're familiar with. It's out routes and posts. Like, it's just simple. You're lining up. You're playing it. And he's like, they allowed Kirk Cousins, by being able to get into this 2-minute offense, Kirk Cousins was able to be as comfortable as he had been all night, because it's stuff he's familiar with. It's stuff that he's able to lean into.
Sirianni is getting roasted, that D-bag face. I was thinking he was possibly going to go ahead and change a little bit this year, but he can't contain himself. He can't help it. Running down the sidelines, the Gardner Johnson, and all the old slow motion clips and memes got brought up, and Sirianni's getting killed and asked, why did you do what you did passing on third and three?
In that scenario, I was thinking they might not have any timeouts there, but obviously they did with the incomplete pass. You know, that would have came down to maybe a minute, and so we wanted to go up 6 points. You know, and it didn't work. So, you know, the decision to pass it there, again, like I said, you know, where they were junking it up inside, with it being fourth and three to go for it, I thought. You know, with them not having any timeouts, I wanted them to be down a touchdown and see if they could drive the field, and they did. Hats off to them.
What is their process now? Like, if Kellen's calling plays, is Sirianni just saying go for it, or is he saying go for it and dial up a pass play? Like, is he getting that specific, and then Kellen's got it? Because I would assume if he said go, I would assume his just thing would be go for it, because we're kicking it on fourth down, so just get me a play that gets me a first down, and then Kellen call the pass.
It's going to be go for it, Jalen, end up running, like the high school offense that we saw last night. Jalen, just go ahead and break contain and run until you end up getting hurt and end up stumbling with a piano on your back. Like, early on, I was like, he's running like he's pregnant. And then he broke free throughout the night and picked up a lot of yards on the ground.
I assume like Garrett used to say, well, it's a conversation. It's just there is no one decision maker. A lot of times
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is just, hey, go for it here. Or they'll say, hey, be really mindful here what you're calling on third down because I want to go for it on fourth. Like, they'll have certain conversations like that. But the way Sirianni made it sound, and I don't know if he's just trying to cover and take blame. The way Sirianni made it sound was that he said, hey, Kellen, call a pass on third down. We're kicking it on fourth.
So are you in agreement with Choppy that they should have run the football? Then you either go for, and then what do you do if you come up short? Are you going for it again, or are you kicking the field goal to go up six?
I run the football, and then I see where how close am I.
Fourth, let's say it's fourth and two.
Probably going for it with them, just with them. Like their the way that they were able to get the tush push to work last night. Like I probably go with their setup, but I mean fourth and one, I'm definitely going for it. Fourth and two, I'm thinking like it's a little bit more of a conversation because to me it's like. A kickoff, you are going to give them the ball at the 30 with the way the new rules are. Most likely, they're going to be at the 30. Whereas right there, they're taking over from the 5 with no timeouts left and clock run, like, you know, clock's been run down more.
Yeah, also, what going up 6 does is it forces more aggressiveness on their part. Like, if they're just down 3 because you didn't get the first down,
yeah.
Like Bobby said, they got to go 95 yards. But also, their number one goal is just getting a field goal range. Then you take your chances in overtime. Whereas this, they knew... they had to go for the touchdown. So it's a little bit different. It changes your mindset a little bit. And that's a good point by, was it Manning and Ryan, that said that you want to really get a team, a quarterback comfortable, put them in a 2-minute offense.
Yep.
Pepe, the Tolos have asked you to start spying on Filthy. Again, misery loves company. What's it sounded like early on?
The hosts have jumped ship. They're saying this is a mediocre football team. The guy said, a win or lose, I said this was going to be a mediocre football team from the whole year. And so I was like, okay, that's golden right there. Had a couple callers. I think that we can piece something together here. But so far, you know, it's been just angry hosts right now.
And this has to suck big time for Sirianni, who was on the hot seat last year. Many people thought that he and Mike McCarthy were both going to go, maybe even Brian Daboll as well. And now you're going to have this haunt you. This is a haunting loss with the way this happened at the end.
Yeah, I mean, this was, we talked about
the don't get me wrong, people are already going to bring this up. Would you rather lose like the Cowboys or the Eagles? I'd rather lose like the Eagles because yes. Now I have major questions about my entire football team versus just game management.
So ESPN analytics and next gen stats and everything like that, they'll all have their different percentage chances of winning. Like their models are all a little different. Next Gen Stats had it with 1:56 left in the fourth quarter. The Falcons had 0.7% chance of winning. It was less than 1%. I mean, that is...
Then they try to screw it up with the Drake London celebration. I don't know whether it was firing gunshots into the air.
It was a gun.
Idiot. What an idiot. Stop being stupid.
Oh, it's hilarious, too, because they go over to Raheem Morris, and the official trying to explain to him, and they've got this shot of Raheem, like the official looking at Raheem Morris and going like,
mimicking it.
He can't shoot a gun. Like, we can't have him doing that.
Yeah, he's mimicking it. And then I'm like, this would be classic Philly. He's going to, now they're pushed back to 48. And then Peyton Manning brought up a really interesting point about field position.
Oh, yeah. He had, so his, he on the Manningcast, he was And I don't know how this is different now that you've got the new kickoff rules. Like, I don't know if enforcement is the same sort of options that you've had in the past. But if it is, Peyton had talked about when the penalty happened, he's like, I'm not taking that on the kick or on the field goal. Like, give me that on the kickoff. Make him kick it from the 20, like with the way the new rules are, and get yourself better field position. I would much rather have the field position on the other end than a 45-yard extra point, which a lot of these kickers are showing these days they can just make in their sleep.
877-881-1053. The Eagles lose in filthy to the Atlanta Falcons, who looked lifeless throughout the entire night.
Yeah, they really did. Real quick, on that extra, on the kickoff, if they move it from the 20, does all the other players move back 15 yards too?
I think. I don't know. Again, this is such a new rule. We haven't seen enforcement yet of this kind of thing. I'm not sure which way it would go, but I would think they would have to move them back.
That would be a game changer. But yeah, the Falcons looked lifeless in this game. I mean, they didn't.
Other than Bijan.
Yeah.
They didn't offer much. Philadelphia was, I mean, they weren't great either, but they were at least in control, for a large part of the game.
Were you watching Philadelphia last night, again, with that Cowboys comparison in the back of your mind, being like, all right, they're going to win the East? This is a problem in facing them. This is what they do. I was happy to see their run defense with what Bijan was doing to them. I know you said the Manny Cast was calling out Philadelphia's defense at certain points in times. I know Gardner Johnson came up with a big play, but there was nothing I saw and took off his helmet.
Yes.
There was nothing I saw last night that made me say, all right, they're definitely winning the East.
But
to be fair, A.J. Brown out, and he's going to be out for a few weeks, add Debo Samuel to the injury list as well in the NFC and Cooper Kupp.
What I saw yesterday, I don't know that I thought, well, Philly's definitely winning the East, but I did say the Philly's a bad matchup for Dallas. Like the stuff that they were doing, running the ball and having success with, I do think like that's probably going to challenge them. And look, Kellen's going to have an idea of some of the ways that he wants to attack them and the things that he wants to do. And so I do think Philly itself, that is the impression I just take. Not that Philly's great, but that Philly and Dallas, those are going to be two really tough games for Dallas this year.
I don't think that they're head and shoulders above anybody in the NFC East. Like, I mean, outside of the two bottom feeders, like they're not head and shoulders above the Cowboys. Are they better than them? I mean, they have a tough matchup, maybe. I mean, they're tough. Like, they're just a tough team. Like, they're a team that you feel the next day that you played them because they're going to bruise you up a little bit.
Mike, go ahead, sorry.
No, I think they split. I mean, I think it's a split game like they always do.
Micah Parsons is here to settle everyone down. And just how bad was the grading for the Cowboys' embarrassment against the Saints? Let's see if it's a little bit better than maybe we thought on Sunday. Inside the Star with Sean and RJ next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.